when we have delegations that represent much better the diversity of this nation, that convey the strength of this nation that has a lot to do with our diversity, it makes a difference for our effectiveness in the international venues where we're a small country and we have to be able to go into crucial negotiations and crucial meetings with our best. And I think it's fair to say that we have a lot more growing and improving that we need to be doing in terms of the representative nature of our own teams. And what I saw here today and what I heard here today was, yes, the Black Diplomats Academy and the combination of young leaders of today and tomorrow. And it's that combination that was put together for this global summit that I think is a tremendously large and strong stepping stone to much more effective diplomacy for our country. The future is about leadership by those who will be older in the future. My generation has not done a fair or good job of leaving behind solutions to problems. For the most part, the problems are worse than when I was young. And I think that the most important aspect of what's happening here is the connection between local and global. And the truth of the matter is we can have all kinds of interactions internationally, but if we're not nurturing young people at home, if we're not creating the opportunities for health, for education, for being able to take on responsibilities and build skill sets from that, then they're just words. They're not action. And they won't strengthen our democracy. And our democracy is in trouble. And one of the biggest indicators of that is the almost entirely white convoy that has gripped communities across this country and has often given messages of exclusion, of violence, and has been largely white, largely male, largely white. And we need to take this very seriously. And it's not going to work to try and mount some kind of violent countermeasure to this. What's going to work is our investment in the communities that aren't represented by that white supremacist mindset, and to make sure that that investment is deep and real, and that we have the capacity building and the strengthening of existing capacities for this diverse leadership that is actually a much more accurate reflection of Canada than what we've been seeing in the truck convoys across this country. We also have gender balance. We also have diversity from across the country regionally. I mean, there are many dimensions to Canada that require multiple identities, really, to be considered. But I think you're asking me a bigger question. I think you're really asking me about, do I work in an institution, the Senate of Canada, that is open and welcoming and that has developed programs that are open and welcoming to young Black leaders in this country? And I would say no. But I would also say that there is very strong, brilliant leadership of Black senators, and I hope we have, with the vacancies that we have in the Senate, that we'll see more Black senators, and that there's no question that the kind of leadership that is brought to every discussion and every piece of legislation that we have to look at as senators is very much impacted by the thoughtful, well-developed, skilled leadership from Black senators. And I think that the kind of employment opportunities that we will see more consciousness around that because we have more Black senators than we've ever had. And they don't just think about themselves. They think about the people that work for us in the Senate. There are also a number of us as senators who are not Black who have very conscious hiring policy. And I in my 5 years, I've made sure that where there's an opportunity to hire a racialized young person to work in my office, to be an intern, to have a summer position, any of those, that there has to be diversity and that there's tremendous strength in diversity. And I'm by no means alone in having that policy. It's small, it's just one senator and one budget and one office, but it makes a difference when people walk into the room and you're a senator and you're there with Black staff. And I have been blessed with the number of young Black people that have worked with me over the past 5 years.